Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
And has anything changed by Tuesday? That's the trade deadline. 3 o'clock our time on Tuesday is the trade deadline. I think most of our attention has been on adding to the defensive side of the ball more so than the offensive side. I know they're, I'll call it almost a pipe dream right now that they're going to trade for a running back. And that's even with
keeps the getting mentioned by national people.
Yeah, but yeah. Even the Isaiah Pacheco knee thing could change perhaps the calculus on that, especially if, let's say, Sunday they look terrible in the run game and or Kareem Hunt gets injured or something. And then all of a sudden you're down two backs. Well, then you're forced to make a trade. But right now, I think if they're going to make a move, it's the defensive side of the ball. Clark Hunt, Chiefs owner, was talking in the press box on Monday night before the game about Brett Veach and the aggressiveness.
Brett Veach has historically been pretty aggressive at the trade deadline. If he feels like we have a need, he's not shy about going out and addressing it. And I think that'll be true again this year. Obviously, an important part of it is, you know, where you stand from an injury standpoint. And we've been pretty fortunate up to this point. We were sad to lose Norman Lott last week. And that definitely hurt us along the defensive line.
And that was Clark before the game. So this was before the Isaiah Pacheco knee sprain, which we don't know an exact timeline.
No.
But Andy Reid was asked yesterday, was like, do you think it's all that serious? He's like, I don't think so. You know, sounds like they maybe believe this is a couple week thing. And then Pacheco's back in the mix. I think we do know Brett Veach is willing to be aggressive.
Yeah.
But as Nate had mentioned to us, you know, a couple days ago, is it for a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round pick? If you have to go any higher than that, then all of a sudden that's when ownership gets heavily involved and you have to really sit down and make a tougher decision. Are you willing to eat really into your 2026 draft capital? Nobody's going to care if you give up a sixth or seventh round pick.
Yeah, I
understand.
And I don't care.
And I understand they have had some success. They found Pacheco in the seventh round. We'll see what Breshard Smith ends up in.
Jalen Watson,
so
there's lots.
They have found value there. But in general, if I tell you they find a rotational edge rusher and it takes a conditional sixth, I think it's worth the flyer is what I'm saying to help you this year where your team is trending towards a direction and they are the current Super Bowl favorites.
The thing is, you can always regain a sixth whenever the hell you want to. Gold, you trade down four picks in the second round. You trade down a little bit in the third. Sometimes you just swap a fifth. You can pick up a sixth. Picking that draft pick up back doesn't change much. The real question is, so I did a dive a little bit because I'm like, all right, what are the players are still talking about and what are the positions? Everyone's saying defensive line, right? Edge or interior. All a possibility for Kansas City. Mentioning a lot of the names that you would expect and some names you wouldn't. The two that surprised me are people are still mentioning running back. And as of this morning, I read two different articles, Gold, that suggested the Chiefs trade four, not trade away, trade four a corner. Citing that they still think that that might be a weak area in the Chiefs' defense.
I think that's one of their strengths.
They could use some help. And that's where I'm stuck. Do the Chiefs, here's the thing. I do think that the Chiefs internally might think of it more of a weakness than we do, just based on the fact that they brought in Christian Fulton because they were like, we don't have enough bodies. And we need more in order to make this thing deep enough to do it. Fulton's not getting on the field. It depends on how big a believers they are of Noah Williams, I would say. if they're still skeptical, but Noah Williams just got on the field because Christian Fulton was hurt and doesn't know the defense, I guess they could look to add. But wouldn't they have to ship someone out in conjunction with that? Wouldn't they have to send out Joshua Williams? Wouldn't they have to send away Christian Fulton? Like, they're not going to trade for a corner unless they're also shipping one away. The numbers already don't make any kind of sense to me. I've just been surprised at the lack of substantiated rumors related to the Chiefs versus just everybody predicting who they could hypothetically go for. There's not anybody actually talking trade.
No, but, you know, they play Sunday in Buffalo, and then it's a bye week. And so Monday and Tuesday, players are away from the facility and everything. It is all, at that point, about the front office Monday and Tuesday of next week. It is in the coaching staff, and Andy Reid can be focused in on that as well. Like, coaches will have an opportunity to have a little bit of a break, but that to me is why it's been also, and why there shouldn't be worrying about what the Chiefs are doing at the deadline, and why there's not a ton of noise here on a Thursday, less than a week before the deadline. Worry about Buffalo, and then my guess is on Monday, all day, and then half of Tuesday. That's all you're focusing on. Now, look, they make calls, like, you know, rumors, you know, depending on what you want to see out there. Brett Veach has called other general managers to find out who might be available. There's also some teams after Sunday's results that then might be like, all right, we talked a week ago. All right, we just lost again. Now we're willing to move on from said player, whatever.
Giants lose, maybe Thibodeau's on the market. Bengals lose, maybe Trey Hendrickson. If they win, maybe they stand pat.
It can change. Yeah, definitely. Injuries also impact this for everybody. Suddenly, not just the Chiefs, but another contender has a key injury at wide receiver, defensive line. Suddenly, that's another team that's in the market for a defensive lineman. Or, you know, it works in multiple ways. So I'm not worried about that. The rumors, we all love them because it's fun fodder.
Oh,
but
yeah.
So many times the rumors also never turn out to be a thing anyway. So I'm fine with how it's trending. Monday's show will be interesting because not only will we be talking about hopefully a Chiefs win, but that's when I think you're going to really start to hear noise. Monday, during our show, during Carrington's show on Monday, is when I think we're going to really start to hear a lot of rumors, which will be 24 hours out of the deadline.
I want to ask you about trading guys away for a minute, because I think that that's the most interesting position the Chiefs are in, because as you mentioned with corner, I actually think they're deep there. Unlike the two national articles I read, in which they've got guys, they like Knowles and activate him to the 53 and he's not playing every day. They have Christian Fulton. So, like, they seem to me, as many teams look for corner at the trade deadline, to have a net positive in that department where they could make a move. The other one in which they have depth is wide receiver. Is there any part, and I saw Carrington ask it on Twitter yesterday, is there any part of them tempted to move Tyquan Thornton? And that's the only name, because I think Juju's already playing more, he's involved more. Is there any part of them be like tempted by it, I guess? I wouldn't be.
I hope not.
If I were the Chiefs, I wouldn't be. I want him running his 50-yard route every other game and taking our shots still. I'm just, is there any part of them that would consider it? That's all.
I hope not. Yeah, I did see that as well yesterday. I guess I get the thought process, which is why not steal a 6th-round pick for a guy that's not under contract next year? But a couple things with that. Number one, given the injury history of all three wide receivers that are currently atop your depth chart, injury history with Worthy suddenly. I know it's just one injury, but he's still playing, guys, with a dislocated shoulder. It still only takes one hit. Okay, so Worthy is banged up. Rice is still, you know, a guy that had a serious knee injury a year ago. He's playing great, but, like, he's had a major injury in the last calendar year.
He has.
And then you have Hollywood Brown, with all due respect to him. He's got a injury history as well. I hope he stays healthy, but
he's been healthy so far this year, but,
you know, it's been a while since he played a full season. My point is, enjoy the depth. We don't need to get greedy here.
Yeah.
So, no, absolutely not. I would not trade Tyquan Thornton. I also believe there will be a game, maybe it's Sunday, where they will feel like there's an opportunity to stretch the field. It has been now 3 weeks where on film, there hasn't been that much Tyquan Thornton. And so I think he is somebody that will still end up helping them win a football game at some point in the next month or two. I like the depth. Somebody gets banged up for a week even. And let's say it's Xavier Worthy. Well, then your deep threat, you lost that deep threat. I want to be able to plug in Tyquan Thornton for that. So absolutely not. I don't care if he has no contract beyond this year right now. No.
I'm 100% no. The other part about him not having a contract is I'm thinking you got to think in the long term too, which is Tyquan is a good candidate to bring back next year.
Yeah.
No Juju Smith-Schuster. No Hollywood Brown. Like, do I need to go through the receivers who defended? I don't think either of those guys will be back in a Chiefs uniform next year. Which means, yeah, sure, you got the base. You got Xavier Worthy. You got Rashee Rice. You can hope that Jalen Royals in a year or two. Look, his problem is not, I don't know if Jalen Royals is good at all. His problem is that he is surrounded by a tremendous amount of talent. And so he's not going to get on the field right now. And so what? Maybe he develops into your third down guy, or just like your let's get 200-300-400 yards guy, whatever, next year. That's fine. And Taequann then seems to me to be a perfect fit for bring him back on a cheap 2-year deal. And, you know, like Andy seems to like him. Mahomes seems to like him. There's a good rapport between them. Like part of me, Gold, is just like, nah, I like him for a next year guy. So I'm not giving him up for a sixth. What, I did all this work? I picked him up last year, did all this work to get him to fit inside our offense, and now I'm just giving him away to the highest bidder for a sixth rounder? Look, if they came,
and that's all you would get for him too, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Best case scenario. No, it's okay to have depth. It's also a long. It's still only week 9. The Chiefs are not only playing half a season. We all know they're in the playoffs, and they're usually playing 20 games a year. So yeah, I don't think you get greedy. That's just like you're basically just trying to steal a 6th round pick at that point. And I know you want to be active and churn the roster and all that. That's not a position where I think you mess with it.
No, I wouldn't. I like either position. Honestly.
Yeah, someone says, Brown didn't practice yesterday. Yeah, he's sick. I'm not worried about that. Like, I'd be like you having the flu for a day. I'm not worried about Hollywood Brown not playing. Yeah.
Gold misses one show for sickness. I'm not looking for a new co-host. Relax a little.
What an interesting comp there. Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, illness, that scares me. For Hollywood, hamstring, shoulder, ankle, foot, any of those. Real injuries, not, man, sick for a day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.